Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome back. Noon hour of the Connor Abber Show here on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com. Unsportsmanlike conduct today out at Tiburon. Golf is in the air for First Tee Omaha's free kids clinic. John just tweeted out, so they're going to be talking with Ryan Vermeer after his PGA Championship round today on the show. Local golfer, local pro, Ryan Vermeer, plus one. One over so far on his PGA Championship round. He is on his, it looks like he's headed to his 11th hole. He started on the back today. So how about that? A little local flair there, Omaha Zone. Get in on the PGA Championship and he'll join on Sportsmanlike Conduct later. And you can join them out at Tiburon today. It's like the wind is hashtag back. And now as of, we're going to get into the point where the cold is back kind of too over the next week or so here. I don't know. May in Nebraska could be a very confusing time.
Look at that. 56 on Saturday?
Yeah, that's not.
Rainy?
Not what we asked for.
Okay.
Not what we want.
When am I going to get a mow in here?
You miss your window, man. If you can't do it today, you missed your window.
That doesn't need it today. Maybe do it today just because.
I felt really proud because I snuck one in yesterday in between the rains.
Oh, so that feels so good.
It was really nice.
When you're able to sneak one in like that.
So it was a wet mow.
Okay.
But it was well worth it, and then it rained on top of that, and I felt like I was ahead of the curb, and then everybody was out mowing yesterday. I was out at the ballpark. Speaking of the ballpark, I'm going to be out at a different ballpark tonight, Haymarket Park in Lincoln, as Nebraska starts their three-game series with Michigan State.
You're a little PA slut.
What? Can you?
PA Hoochie? PA garden tool?
My availability is for everyone.
Yeah. Your favorite color is green. It's not red. It's not blue. It's not gold or black.
Just all I got to do is hop in the emails.
Yeah.
Say, hey, look, we need a guy.
I like that. That's capitalism, baby.
I'm in.
You get around.
I just so happened to not be out at Warner Park tonight. Nebraska hit me up and they were like, hey, I need a guy. I don't know. There must be a Lincoln Stars game because the same guy who does Nebraska PA does the Stars too, Craig. And I think he's a little closer tied to them. I was like, hey, they were like, hey, we need a guy. I was like, yeah, sure, let's go.
Do you guys get together? Like, do you trade notes? Do you like trade swap stories?
Well, it's funny because we don't usually the PA community.
You never see each other.
We don't see each other. We just trade off jobs.
Everyone compares your work against the others, but you guys never see each other because there's only like six of you and you're all working four or five places every day in a rotation.
Well, I was talking to Jake, who does Creighton basketball, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the first time we had met face to face. It's like, oh, this is kind of weird. We're putting the voice together.
Mm-hmm. Matching it up.
Apparently, Josh, we're going to go out and get beers sometime.
Yeah. He's very excited for that.
That's what I've heard. I'm available for beers as well.
You can be bought and swayed.
I would like that to be known also. All right. 402-951-1620. You can call or text into the show. That's right. Text into the show. If you text into the show for the first time, send us your name so we can get you a contact in there. So we're not like, we don't just see a random weird phone number. When you text in, we'll put a name next to it. Maybe what we know you as on like Twitter or something like that, or what we know you as when you call into the show. If you want to text into the show, you can now do that as well. We got a lot of things, a lot of screens that we're looking at, a lot of ways to interact with the show.
So many screens.
We're keeping it busy. Josh is still rocking the Photoshop game. Don't worry.
Graphic design is my passion, sir.
Do not be concerned.
Take a drink.
All right, we have Jimbo Fisher, Nick Saban controversy today. We have Tiger Woods eating a sandwich.
Big story of the day.
Big story of the day. And we are 100 days till college football. 100 days out. The Big Ten Network put out a little kind of hype video today for Nebraska Northwestern. Big Ten football will be beginning at Aviva Stadium in Dublin, Ireland in August, which is exciting. And we also learned today only 142 days until Alabama and Texas A&M that get together. And Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher are just going to trade press conferences all summer long. Very exciting news. Somebody's going to say something. Jimbo calls a press conference. Saban talks last night. Jimbo calls a press conference. Saban's going on the radio today. You think Jimbo's going to wait 2 weeks before he gets his retribution again? Hell no. No way. I bet we could call up Jimbo next time he needs a platform. He can call a press conference whenever he wants, but
this is a nice neutral platform. No Alabama bias. No, certainly no Texas bias here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Texas A&M people are familiar with us. They're mainstays in the College World Series. We've been here quite a bit.
Oh, gosh. What if A&M does make the College World Series? Oftentimes, the football coach likes to be seen World Series.
Yes. They sit up there in their little perch. Oh, look, I'm here. Oh, look, at the College World Series.
Gosh, those poor baseball players for the Aggies. If they do make it here, no one is going to care. They're just going to ask, so what about the football team? So what about the football beef?
This was one of my favorite ones from a couple years ago. So baseball coaches, or I'm sorry, football coaches dipping their toe into the water in baseball and wanting to be seen. It's a great topic. So it was this is a few years ago now. And I'm sure, I bet the video, you could probably find it out there somewhere. Kentucky's making a run. And they don't end up getting to the College World Series, I don't think, in this case. But John Calipari, not a football coach, a basketball coach, John Calipari took it upon himself to make a video and say, hey, look, go blue. But he appeared to be on a beach somewhere, and he appeared to be drinking, maybe. And the whole thing, it was like the 30-35 second video. I'm probably the only person in the world who knows about this, but you know, I just, little things catch my ear sometimes. I'm like, that is so funny. He looked like he didn't know anything about baseball. He's like, we're gonna go. Listen, we're going to go to the World Series. We're going to go to the World Series. That's what we're going to do. Go blue. Just hopped on there. Give a couple of his thoughts. That was one of the better ones. Wow. Andrew tweets into the show on the JTech Instructions on Twitter feed. Hey, you mentioned 100 days till Husker football. How about 10,000 days since Nebraska beat Miami in the Orange Bowl? Is that right?
No.
Is it actually 10,000 days?
No.
How long is 10,000 days?
A long time. 10,000 days is nearly 29 and a half years.
Not quite. Well, okay, so 10,000 days is roughly the orbital period of the planet Saturn.
Mm.
Well, technically speaking, it's 10,759 days, which equals 29 and a half years.
Actually.
Are we close? It's been 10,000 days?
It has been 10,365 days. That doesn't sound right. 10,365 days since January 1st, 1994.
Oh, well, it's the game happened on January 1st, 1995, so it's been 10,000 days.
Well, I'll be damned. Look at that. 10,000 on the button. He was right. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I concede. Wow.
So which should we celebrate more?
10,000.
10,000 days since Tom Osborne won his first national championship and bring that trophy back to Lincoln? Or 100 days till Nebraska Northwestern at Aviva Stadium in Dublin, Ireland? You take your pick.
10,000 is a bigger number. It's a more monumental achievement. That's the one I'm choosing to acknowledge today.
Yeah, but that seems bad. It hasn't been 10,000 days since relevance. But 10,000 days that since Nebraska really put their stamp on the beginning of the decade of dominance. This is our time. 10,000 days. We should count our lives in days more.
Ooh. Okay.
It's been.
We both have birthdays coming up.
Yeah, but those are single digit numbers.
I am 13,504 days old.
13,000 days.
Look at me.
You get up there, you give it, you know, you're like, look, I've been doing this a long time. I've been doing this for 9,487 days. All right. So I've been around the block or two.
Done it all, seen it all.
That's almost the orbital period of the planet Saturn.
Get up at the podium. I've been doing this for one trip around the sun for Saturn.
Michael Bruns of Husker 24/7 is coming up. Next, we'll chat with him about baseball, the latest in futility of his Oakland Athletics. There have been some pictures floating around the internet, I think, this week of the stadium just really not being in good shape.
There was a New York Times article, I think Friday, about that issue, the emptiness of the stadium.
Not pretty.
Not what you want.
Oh, official Husker fan of Dallas says on Twitter, tweets at us at Happer Show, we're coming up on 7,500 days since the infamous Black Friday loss against Colorado. 63-36.
Now come on. Why would you celebrate that?
I mean, you could actually pick one of those out like every day. It's been 10,000 days since this happened. Like, we already have, it's been 2 years, this day in sports history, right? It's been 3 years since this happened. It's been 25 years since this happened. We released a whole podcast about Top Gun in honor of the new movie coming out. And the, what, 30, oh, is it an anniversary or is it just in fact, by the fact that the movie's coming out?
Its initial release date pre-COVID was going to be the 40th anniversary, 35th, I don't know, something, a nice round number.
That is out, by the way.
Yes, it is out. Top Gun is out.
You can get
the podcast. The movie's been out.
You can get our takes.
Did Connor like it? Did he find it overrated?
Did I have some questions about the death of a certain character?
We learned a lot together.
Michael Bruns of Husker 24/7 will join the show. Next here on 1620 The Zone.